Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week we finished our study of Galatians chapter 1. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today. We are in Galatians chapter 2. We start this chapter going verse by verse. Again, as we always say, I hope you'll have pencil and paper, be willing to follow along, and write down those things that the Lord uses to speak to your heart. And sometimes, as you do that, you may have questions, and you'll want to write a question in. Every year, at the end of the year, somewhere around December, I have a question and answer period for our radio broadcast. Now, it's different places. I know some places that what I'm recording today, and today we're on April the 15th, and so this is income tax day for many people. And yet, when you hear this, it may be June, July, or later. And so we understand that because different radio stations are on different time frames. I try to stay at least 5 weeks ahead, and usually we're 2 to 3 months ahead in our recordings. And so I hope that regardless of that, that if you have a question, you'll get that into us, and we'll be able to answer it on our question-answer period we do each year. It's usually about 2 or 3 weeks near the end of the year. Also, it's during that time that when I read those questions, we do not use your name on there, so it doesn't cause a problem or embarrassment for you or anyone else who may be involved. So, again, you have Bible questions, feel free to write us. Now, also, I hope that you're planning on the Sword of the Lord Conference for 2015. Dr. Shelton Smith has a great lineup of preachers all ready for us, all kinds of preachers, at least 12 to 15 pastors, I believe, that will be there to preach. Usually there's 2,000 to 3,000 people in that auditorium. I think it's one of the best parts of the summer vacation is going to the Sword of the Lord Conference each year, the National Sword Conference. Pastors from all across the United States, and even pastors from some foreign countries come in for that. And that is in Walkertown, North Carolina. It's at the Gospelite Baptist Church, where Dr. Bobby Robertson is the pastor. It'll start on Monday night, July the 27th, and it'll continue through Thursday night, July the 30th. It's at 7 o'clock each night for preaching time, and 10 o'clock each morning for more preaching time. There is a 9 o'clock class where you have different opportunities, as well as a 1:30. There are some other classes taking place in the afternoons, but the preaching times are 10 till noon and also 7 o'clock at night. Two preachers in each of those sessions. Now also, they have a gymnasium filled with vendors, and I tell you, that is so great. You can go through there and find Sunday school literature and find out about various Christian colleges. They're all gathered there in one place, and so much you can learn from that. And then also there's even Christian clothing, so to speak, and other materials that you might be able to use in Sunday school, bus ministry, or other avenues. Good Bible books, good doctrinal books. Bibles, about time to replace that old Bible, and not with a different version, with a King James, of course, but the leathers on yours falling off, the pages are falling out, and maybe it's time to buy a new Bible. And be there, Sword of the Lord Conference, Boy, I tell you what, it is a great time, and I encourage as many to go there as you can. Also, if you go to their website, now just Google Sword of the Lord of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They'll take you to their website. You look for conferences, and when you go to there, you can search for a motel and find that you can get a discount on a motel through their website that week of the conference. So let me encourage you to go to the website and reserve a motel and be able to go there. Pastors, I've taken various ones from my church with me each year. I hope that you'll do that as well. Take somebody with you and encourage them in the Lord. Well, I want us to go now to Galatians chapter 2. So if you're in your Bibles, Galatians chapter 2, and we'll be starting here with verse 1. Now, in this chapter, we see 14 years later. Okay, what do you mean 14 years later? Well, 14 years later that Paul is returning to Jerusalem after his first meeting with Peter in chapter 1. And we will see that God breathes out to us by his Holy Spirit through the pen of the Apostle Paul. Now listen, this is not Paul's writings. These are the Holy Spirit, and he would use holy men only to pen scriptures. And so Paul is the one that has been given the words. The words of God are being dictated to him, and he writes them down, or he has someone write them down as God has given them to him. So, we see here the story of Galatians chapter 2, and Paul is at a reporting time in Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, I've called verses 1 through 10, if you're outlining, the report. And then I want you to see in verses 11 through 21 the resolve. So you've got the report and you've got the resolve. You know, that's what we have with missionaries. We have them go on the field for a few years, and if we support them, they come back and they report to our church. And they also resolve to just do all the more for the Lord and Savior the next trip back to the field. Now, if you get nothing else from this chapter, now, my friend, I hope you get a whole lot more from this chapter, but if you get nothing else from this chapter, at least get this. The Holy Spirit is giving us a picture of commitment. Now, much of the weakness of today's Christianity lies in the lack of a sense of a divine mission. Any pastor, any missionary, any evangelist ought to know and believe that he's on a divine mission sent from God. And that ought to be, really, on the part of both preachers and laymen today. Instead, there's a spirit of malaise that has quenched the pursuit of holiness, godly service, and the need to warn the world to repent for judgment is about to begin. Now, so many will say repent, but they'll never mention sin. In their mind, they say, repent just simply means to change the mind, and so now we're changing our mind. We're going to be identified as a Baptist now. We're going to be identified as we believe in Jesus, so that's how we're going to be identified. But there's no real commitment, relationship, no real anything like that, and that is not really repentance, that's belief, but it's belief like the devils believe in James chapter 2 and tremble. So today I would say that if there's one word that lacks, it's that idea of commitment. You know, when a man and woman gets married, they come to live together, they come to stay together, and there's a commitment. There are hard times, there are good times, and all kind of times in between. But in all of it, we say it is a commitment. I've sat in homes and tried to talk to people, take them through the plan of salvation and so forth, and they get saved. And I say, now, the next thing you need to do is get married. You know, they're living together in adultery. I don't know. You know, we can't really afford that right now. Wait a minute, aren't you living together? Yeah, but cost for a license. I'll buy your license for you. And I put them in a spot, and then they don't want you to buy their license. You know, no, no, can't do that. Well, then you're not really wanting the commitment of marriage. And so it makes me wonder about your salvation, too. What is this? You're praying for God to save you from your sin, but you don't want him to take your sin from you? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Well, in the same manner, as a Christian, we have a commitment to Jesus Christ because we're called the bride of Christ. It is a commitment to the relationship. It's not just the moving in and living together that you're there on Sunday. Some maybe even Sunday and Wednesday. No, it is a committed relationship to Jesus Christ, the Christian. And so there's a commitment. There's that sense of divine mission. You are here on this earth because the Lord has kept you here instead of taking straight to heaven. Know what that is and fulfill it. So now with that backdrop, we want to look into this chapter and first see the report in verses 1 through 10. And so it starts off saying, then 14 years after I went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation. Lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Now, here we see the return of the mission team in verses 1 and 2. This is referring to the historical account as recorded in Acts chapter 15 in verses 1 and 2. If you remember that, it said, and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them, which included Titus, as he's already said in verse 1, should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Now, these are men who are trying to add a work for a man to be saved. So they think, well, look, if we tell them they need to be circumcised, no, then that keeps part of our law in focus. And these Judaizers were trying to add a work to salvation. Well, my friend, even baptism does not save. Now, there are a lot of people that think that you're not saved if you've never been baptized. Well, my friend, the thief on the cross did not get baptized. And sometimes we make the same mistake as the Judaizers. The Judaizers said, if you're not circumcised, you're not going to heaven. And so others said, if you're not baptized, you're not going to heaven. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.